Good afternoon. Well, I didn't plan to be here. We had a basketball game a few hours ago, and I won't say by the grace, I think by a miracle, we won. I teach my players, we don't have miracles in basketball, because basketball is a game of habits. Good habits equals good basketball, bad habits equals bad basketball. And the team which has the better habits usually wins. There's no miracles. If you practice a shot every day and you shoot it in the game, it's probably going to go in. If you don't practice a shot every day and you shoot it, it's probably not going to go in. If it goes in, it's a miracle. But today there was a miracle, and the shots went in. So praise God. Today we are having small groups, and when I'm here for the small groups, I always like to give a small word from the Bible so that we have a bit of feeding from the Word. So if you will, please open your Bibles to the book of John, and we'll read chapter 20. This is the week following Easter, and I find that this is fitting in that this is an account that happens after the resurrection of Jesus. And I was mistaken, excuse me, John chapter 21. So just turn the page over. And before we read John chapter 21, let me preface by a few comments. We're going to be studying, or excuse me, I'm going to be studying and preaching on the book of 1 Peter for my next series. Our theme at our church this year is, as you know, discipleship. And Pastor Hiroshi has been doing a topical study and series on the meaning of discipleship, on following Jesus Christ. Disciple means follower or learner. And as I thought about that, it came upon me, who is the number one learner or disciple of Jesus? And that was Peter himself. And so if anyone has anything to say about following Jesus, it ought to be him. And this will serve just as a brief introduction going into it. When you are studying the book of Peter, you have to have a background on its author. The first word in the book of Peter is Peter, because he's saying, I wrote this letter, I wrote this book. So the Peter that wrote this book is the Peter that we find in John chapter 21. We don't know how long after Christ rose from the dead, but here's the account. I'll pick up from verse 15. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you truly love me more than these? Yes, Lord, he said, you know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my lambs. And again, Jesus said, Simon, son of John, do you truly love me? And he answered, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus said, take care of my sheep. And the third time he said to him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? And Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, do you love me? And he said, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. And Jesus said, feed my sheep. And we'll end there. The scriptures record many of Peter's life. And I think if we read the scriptures, you read through the Gospels, you read through the book of Acts, you read about Peter's big mistakes, big gaffes, just everything from falling into the water after walking on it, seeing Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration and just blurting out, you know, whatever's off the top of his head. And at the moment of Jesus' need, when he's in trial, totally denying Jesus. And you see, man, that is just like me. That is me. Peter is someone I can relate to. And I think all of us as believers can relate to Peter in each of his circumstances. And I think most of us also, especially in the time when he betrays Jesus, he betrays him by saying, I don't know him. Do you remember the scene? Jesus is in the priest's house, and he's standing before them. They're bringing out these people to testify against him, and Peter's just outside, from, you know, just watching, and he's warming himself by the fire, right? Because it's cold, and a little girl asks him, aren't you one of his followers? Aren't you a disciple? And Peter says, no, I don't know. I don't know. And then they press him again. They say, well, you know, the language, your accent, I can tell. You're from Galilee. Aren't you from where Jesus is? In fact, didn't you follow Jesus from there? And Peter says, no, I don't know him. And he's just getting stronger and stronger. And finally, they ask him a third time, right? And this time he curses them. He says, leave me alone. I don't know this man. That's the end of it. And right then, the rooster crows. And Peter remembers that's what Jesus said he would do before the rooster crows today, this morning. You're going to deny that you know me three times. And every time I read that, I just think of the time when Jesus says in Mark, he says, you know, if you deny me before men, I'm going to deny you before the Father. Peter heard those words from Jesus. And I just remember thinking, ooh, that's got to sting very hard. I denied Jesus not once, not twice, three times. What's Jesus going to do to me in his kingdom? And not even when I get to the kingdom, even before that. Now Jesus is alive. He's alive. He rose from the dead to prove that he is the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. He defeated death, defeated sin, defeated Satan. And he's alive. And here I am having breakfast right in front of the man that I just stabbed in the back. Awkward, very awkward. But Jesus being God and just so full of mercy and grace, he gives him three chances, right? Three chances to make up for what he did. And I just got to worship a God that's so merciful. I have to fall at his feet and say, Jesus, I'll deny you so many times by my actions, by my sins, by my deeds, by my words. But, oh God, you're so full of mercy and so full of grace. And Peter makes mistake after mistake, but I think, you know, and I know, that's probably one of his biggest. And Jesus forgives even that. And so what happens, you know, Peter is redeemed. He's restored into his place of leadership, right? And he becomes the leader of this brand new church. He gets the Holy Spirit. He's preaching. He's healing people. He's raising people from the dead. And he's pastoring. He's pastoring this mega church, the first mega church ever. And he goes on. History records, Scripture doesn't. He's sent to, Scripture shows that he's been in prison. They try to kill him. He gets out miraculously. And then beyond Scripture, we know that he pastored. He later went on to Rome, and there they said, do you follow Jesus? He said, yes, I do. They said, do you follow Jesus? You had this chance to deny him right now. He says, no, I don't deny him. I'm his follower. I am a disciple of Christ. He says, okay, if you're going to follow Jesus, we're going to crucify you just like we crucified Jesus. And Peter says, I'm not worthy to be crucified like Jesus. Turn me upside down. And we know from history that Peter was crucified upside down because he would not deny Jesus and he didn't consider himself worthy to be crucified. So this is the Peter that wrote the letters of 1st and 2nd Peter that we'll be looking at through this year, that I'll be looking at. You think that I'm preaching for your benefit. Really, I'm just, you know, I want to study this guy and I want to study his letters, so that's there for me. But But learn along with me. I invite you to do that. So I just want you to consider how many times God has shown you mercy upon mercy and given you grace upon grace. And I want you to worship him again, again and again. And if you want, I would invite you to read ahead this week when you have a chance to open your Bible. Read the first chapter of Peter. We'll be there for a few months. So, all right, shall we go into our small groups?